Hello and welcome to another one of my solo episodes for guided meditation. In this episode, I'm going to guide you through hiring your vibrations and embrace yourself in self-love. For me personally, I use this one most days just to keep in mind my mind, body and soul really and align them. And this is great thing about this episode is you can repeat this process as and when you wish to. So let's begin. I want you to find a quiet space, somewhere where you won't get distracted, a safe place. Sit comfortably either on a chair, the floor, anywhere you wish really, as long as your posture is upright and your spine is straight. And I want you to be aware of your body, relax your shoulders, close your eyes, rest your hands on your laps. If it feels comfortable, face your palms upwards for receiving. Now let's start by taking three deep breaths with an open mouth exhale. Fill your lungs with fresh air. Feel your chest expand. Then exhale through your open mouth. Repeat two more times. Continue these in your own time. Take a moment now to be in this present moment and feel grateful for what you have in your life right now. What is it? Think of all the things you might be taking for granted. How does this make you feel? Just remember, there is no right or wrong way to feel gratitude. Just being able to accept gratitude is powerful in itself. Being grateful for even the simplest of things in life, such as having food on the table, clothes on your body, clean water to drink, all serves as giving yourself self-love within your mind, body, and soul. Now you might ask yourself, what does self-love mean to you? For me, self-love means accepting myself in every shape and form, forgiving myself and knowing it's okay when I make a mistake. This one can be hard for me sometimes though. Do you forgive yourself if you make a mistake? Just take a moment to think about this. Self-love also means valuing your worth, standing tall and not feeling inferior to others. Also knowing that you are a work of art and also a work in progress at the same time. recognize and know to accept unconditional love to yourself. You are already lovable. You don't have to prove to anyone else that you are worthy of love. Now let's follow some affirmations. I have personally created these that have worked for me, and I really do hope you feel the same way. If you are new to affirmations, just a suggestion on how the best way is to get the best results. Repeat them in your daily life. This could be first thing in the morning, even throughout the day. Keep them somewhere to hand. Write them down on some paper and place them somewhere where you can visually see them. And when you are saying the words, breathe, feel the words resonate in your soul. Trust the words you are saying to yourself. So let's begin. Say to yourself, I am enough for me right in this moment. I am willing to learn more about myself. I am sensitive and also feel so much love for myself. I am open to accept love in myself. I encourage my inner self to believe in love. Now visualize those words flowing through your entire body. Breathe in through your nose and slowly release from your mouth any negativity which is holding you back from receiving love within yourself. Nourish yourself with unconditional love and light. Breathe in complete love and visualize your breath going in to reach into your heart and feel the warmth it radiates within your soul. Breathe out anything that serves you no purpose. Continue this practice by gently breathing in and out. In and out. Breathe in love and breathe out any uneasy feelings. Nourish your energy filled with love and light. Now, let's start to notice how our body is feeling. You have now given yourself acceptance that you are enough. Try this practice every day. It doesn't take that long. So be kind to yourself in truth, love, and compassion. You are already worthy just by existing. Love and light.
Skydiode Meditation is brought to you for free. If you enjoy this episode and would like to support my show, please pop on to support the show at www.buymeacoffee.com/Nicola Paul. Details are also in the show notes of this episode.